And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
We hear it every day in the news. Export more, import less. We need to chip away at our growing trade deficit. We need tariffs and duties to protect our U.S. jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is, doing business abroad is not as easy as it looks or as exciting as it seems. It's a lot of hard work and personal sacrifice, especially for smaller companies. If you're considering cross-border business expansion or transactions, here are some key variables to consider. First, are you really ready? The personal travel and hassle, time away from the family, take it from me, Mr. Frequent Flyer Miles, is a lot more work and a lot more disruptive than people realize. Have you built a strong domestic foundation for your business? Is your team really ready? How internationally focused is your team? And are they ready to support you when you have all that time abroad? Second, what do you really know about these target market or markets? Don't assume that you know a market just because you visited there as a tourist or even did a semester abroad. Do you really understand the consumer trends, the markets and submarkets, the channels and the ecosystem in these target countries? Have you researched different legal requirements, regulations, compliance standards, licensing and permits, and everything else that may be different about doing business in the United States versus abroad? Will you go it alone or with a local partner? If with a partner, how will the relationship be structured? Will they be an agent, a representative, a value-added reseller, a franchisee, a dealer, a joint venture partner? All of these issues need to be addressed well before you take the plunge. Do you understand the culture, the norms, the languages, the traditions, the ethics and values in that target market that may be different than our own? Have you thought through logistics and shipping and distribution, currency and payment issues, taxes? The devil is often in the details, especially in international transactions. There's a lot more issues to consider based on your industry, your specific business goals, how your business is regulated in that target country. For example, if you're in healthcare or energy or communications versus non-regulated. If you're going to take the plunge into overseas markets, be sure that you get great, experienced advisors, make sure you do your homework, and most importantly, be ready for your and your team's personal sacrifice to commit to doing it right and to the resources needed to establish meaningful relationships abroad. Good luck and happy travels.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.